So yesterday we learned the concept of Shi'ya Yukashar, which is the idea, the way Rashi learned, Shi'ya Yukashar is an idea that if a house is left unoccupied, then there's this hezek of this shade who's called Shi'ya, and that was saved by the fact that the person didn't live there. When I looked at this Gemara, I was wondering, what would the Rambam say to this Gemara? The Rambam, as you probably know, as you should know, the Rambam Shita is that there is no such thing as Shadim, and that when the Gemara mentions Shadim, the Gemara is saying that there's this imagination that people have that they are Shadim. And that's why the Gemara mentions different things that have to do with Shadim. But the Rambam Shita is that there is no such thing as Shadim, that they're all still belong. There's a nice line from Rav Hutner. He said, why there are no Shadim is man azeh? He said, because really there was Shadim. But once the Rambam passed, and there are no Shadim, so Shadim had to listen to the Pesach of the Rambam. And that's good riddle. But be that as it may, the Rambam holds that there's no such thing as Shadim. Never existed. So as Mesupik, how the Rambam will learn this Gemara, and L'chol will be a Nafkamin on the Halacha in other cases, the Rambam would have two choices how to learn this Gemara. Either he could go with the Shita in the Muki Yosef brings, who says Shia is not a shade. He brings a Shita that Shia, some insects of some sort, that go into unoccupied homes. And yes, they have a different shot in the Gemara, and then the Rambam would have no problem. Or maybe the Rambam is Maida that Shia means Shadim, and that in people's minds there's such a thing as Shadim, and because in people's minds it's a hezek, that's enough to make that if someone lives there, the owner of the house, who believes that there's such a thing as Shadim, to him it's a hana that people are staying there. That's all I'm saying. Is it enough that to fee his daya, it's a benefit? Is that enough to make it a benefit, or is not enough to make it a benefit? What? What the pasuk means? I don't know what the pasuk. I'm talking about pshat in the Gemara. What the pasuk is referring to, I don't know. You have to nishai and see in the content whether it could be talking about what people think or it's talking about fiyanis. I don't know. But the Gemara, what? Well, what would make you get dilapidated without the shame? That's the other Madiyam of the Gemara, that base misviyasiv, that the house has to be, people are there, they fix things, they keep things good. But my question is more this issue: if something that people imagine is a hezek, whether that's enough to make it, in DNA moment, to make it into a hezek. So I think I have a raya to this nidain. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra, Beis on the Beis. He talks there at the beginning of Bava Basra about Shchedim, what the dinim of building walls between them is. So the Gemara there says that you're not allowed to stand and look at your friend's field when it's Oymeid B'Kameseha, when it's fully grown. And if you're in a nave, because of Mishum Ayin Abisha, Rashi says, because of Ayin Hara, the Gemara is saying, Al Ayin Hara, not allowed to look at the other guy, at the other person's Hatzlacha. And if you're a neighbor, you build a wall, he could force you to build a wall of Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos is a height that blocks Riya, that blocks vision. So he could force you to build a wall of Dalet Amos, so there shouldn't be this hezek of Ayin Hara. So state in the Gemara. Now, whether the Rambam holds there's such a thing as Ayin Hara or not, I don't know. There's a list of things that the Rambam holds is not are not emes, and Shaden is one of them. Ayin Hara is not in the list. The Gra brings a list of the things that the Rambam didn't hold. If the Gra holds the Rambam was wrong. The Gra writes a very sharp language against the Rambam. He says, "Hafilosafia hitisai b'roiv lecha." He says the Rambam learned too much philosophy, so he thinks there's no such thing as Shaven and all these things. But if the Rambam holds a Ayin Hara, I'm not sure. But in the, let me read to you the Rambam. In Perek Beis Halachas Tezayim, when the Rambam brings down this halacha, he says begina kefeu lahavdil ginasai beginas chaveh, right? And mechitza gvaya asar tfachim, that you have to put up a wall of 10 tfachim. Now 10 tfachim doesn't block vision. 10 tfachim is 40 inches high. It blocks people from trespassing on someone else's property, but it doesn't block the vision. So the Ravid writes on this, is a shibush, elokai salarbabs. The Ravid says that the Rambam is wrong. It's supposed to be Gemara, it says the Perish Gemara, it's supposed to be Dalar Amis. What does the Rambam hold? So here in the bottom of the Rambam, the Migdalois brings that the Chachmei Lunil with the Balei Tosfos. Chachmei Lunil with Ashkenazim of that generation, and the Rambam was the Rosh HaSfaradim. So the Chachmei Luniel wrote a letter to the Rambam, and he quotes it: "B'sefer Kinyan Kosev by Sheben Gina Legina Sagi Basarat Fachim, uvetchilas Bava Basra Mashma, the Yosef Shita Lam Begina, the Hezek Rishmei Hezek, Yomkera Maylo Tzarach Arba Amis, Yerenu Merenu Toinenu, Kitzmei Menachem Lutshuvasai Kail Paragal Figen Loin." That's the Shaila they asked the Rambam. They asked him a Derech Kavod that the not the Ravid. The Ravid just writes Zeshivush. I wrote him the answer. So listen to the Rambam's answer. He says, it seems he does not hold the Vayin Hara from his Lashon. Zeis HaShayla Loi Hoistol La'anoshim Gedoylem Kamoichem L'Shalaisa. He says, this question, Gedoylem, like you should not have asked. V'chiloi Shani Bein Hezek Riyah Shu Hezek God. Isn't there a difference between hezekriah? Normal hezekriah means when you can't do private things because I'm looking into your chatzim. So v'chivay shani bein hezekriah shu hezekadol v'adai shire adam chaveray beishu oimid v'yayshu v'yisitzrachav. Normal hezekriah is you see somebody else when he's doing private things. That's v'adai hezek. U'bein hezekriah shire kamas chaveray mishum eina bisha. And the Hezek Riyah looking at someone because of Ayin Hara, his lashon is she'elu divrei chasidus hayim shalaya ayin bay the Ayin Hara va'oisei hashino yishina bi'almahu ve'ein ali b'dehilchasim. He says elu divrei chasidus hayim. What does he mean chasidus? This is before the Baal Shem Tov. He doesn't mean chasidim. Chasidus means the same shiur said him. So this of Nim Shur said, "In Shalai Ayin by Bayin Hara, Bayin Ra, Vayse Shino Yishina ba'Almo Veni Ali B'Dolchasa." That Gemara is not Ali B'Dolchasa. Funny thing to say about a Gemara, but okay. Ram says it's not Lahalach. So what does the Rambam mean? What does he mean? He means that he says, "Ayin Hara, don't worry about Ayin Hara. It's not a problem. I to people, it is a problem. Let's say I know there's no such thing as Ayin Hara, but I know my neighbor holds there is such a thing. And let's say normal people, most of the world holds there's such a thing. So it's not a hezek for me. He can't force me to put up a wall." Because kasi hasharosai, there's a hezek. Because the emphasis is that there's no hezek. But it turns out, no, I'm the chayav to write from here. That just because people think there's such a hezek, and maybe it's even considered normal by people to think there's such a hezek, that's not enough.
It's not such a hezek as mamish hezek. It's a real, it's normal hezek, and mamish. the imagining that I'm just watching here is a hesitant, and I'm going to look at it and make an IMRO, so it's not like I have to be careful.
Maybe he's saying it's a real hazard, but it's not something you will force me to build for. Why?
It's not a real hazard. It's not like I'm being mad at you every second I'm looking at you. It's if I'm looking at you with just this attitude, then I'm being mad at you. But I'm not mad at you. I'm stopping myself from building from being mad at you. I'm not being mad at you. When I look into over your garden, I don't want you, you know, I can't do anything in your garden.
It's language. The language. Says Hashayla loy hoysala nashim gedayim kamaychem lishalaisa. Sounds like the Rambam is saying that's something that little people think is real, but I'm not sure because I don't come out here. You should understand it's not real. That's what it sounds like.
He holds that to
that Gemara. Sheilu divrei Chasidus heim shlo yayin by bayin ra. Sounds like apidin you're allowed to look bayin ra.
No, it's the same.
It's the same. It's the same.
It's the same.
No, no, that's because of the
Zeus.
That's Hezekiah.
It's the same guy that we could have. You could say, it's not a Q,
so just 1 minute. Either way, isn't it a right from here that things that bother people, the fact that it bothers people is not, doesn't make it in Dine Mominis, doesn't give it a tekifus. The fact that it bothers people is not a real hezek, right?
It can be a real hezek, not a hezek, you're a chayso.
Why not?
Yeah,
but every hezekria, you can't prove I'm looking into your house. The teretz is, but I'm uncomfortable doing things because
you're right. You can see, and I can't do this and this and this. You're right. It's not, you can't make a right. It's not a posture. You can't be inside of a hezek. You don't know if he's causing you the hezek or not. Could be he's causing. Could be he's not causing. Could be he's going to happen anyway.
The wall is a punishment because it's causing a hezek. The wall is to make it that by shchainim, normal shchainim, prevent these types of hezek.
So despite the video, you need the wall.
Yeah.
So
by
Inhara. By Inhara, if he knows, so now I don't know. As soon as it exists, it's a practical effect. So if he doesn't look, then there's no effect.
But it's the same thing. Why do you need 10 tefachim? It's called Nitzvah Salovka Ganes. The reason two neighbors put up 10 tefachim, I could say, I'm not going to step into your property. I don't want to put up a wall. But you need, it should be Nitzvah Kaganet, that it should be clear that if I step into your property, I'm trespassing. I can't say, well, I'm not going to do it, because that's Hilchah Shcheinim. Hilchah Shcheinim is that a normal thing that people are chayshish for, you have to put up. Could be the Rambam holds that normal people are not chayshish for this. Right, maybe it's a Raya, maybe it's not a Raya. The question again is whether now Star person has a Mishigas, he can't be a Mechayevni, or that can't be called can't be Chochasar and Nehenna based on that. But it's something that normal people are nervous about, that's, but we know that it doesn't really exist. The question is whether the perception of something is enough to make a halacha. Right? Take it or leave it. Would the red string help? Instead of building a wall, give him some red strings. I think wearing a red string is my understanding is it's a problem. The red string is not even a Jewish thing. It's not a Jewish makar. The whole red string, wherever it's brought, it says a guy should in it that you can took on. Dr. Tshuva brings in Hilchis in Kufayin Tess in Yerodeya, there's a simon about Hilchis Daki Amari taking on Gaisha Minhagim. So the Dr. Tshuva has, what about the red string? He has a shayla, it's a darkei amari. Did the guy do it? It's time of mishagah. So does it come from avodah zarah? So he says it doesn't come from avodah zarah, and it's more difficult. But he knows of a pashas that it came from the guy. I think it's an Italian linen. The Italians have a thing with red strings. Just they sew it into their clothing. They usually put it onto their clothing, and he would put it on their hands. The red string. He didn't went to Golis. He picked up a lot of baggage. The red string has no makar. There was, you don't realize, when I grew up, there were no red strings because there was no kever rachel. For all the hundreds of years, there was no kever rachel. Since 67, then Jews are going to kever rachel. So the idea of red strings, I mean, I can't say nobody talked about red strings, but nobody had red strings on kever rachel. That's all. It's all the last 40 years. It's not. He can be able to. We may be by Hezek, he can't force me to pay, and by Hana, but I'm really forcing you to pay, because if not for Shiur Kashar, I would have to pay, like whichever Pshar. It's enough to make a most fuss. It's enough. Maybe it could be Michalik. Okay? Could be. Could be. There's the mighty moment for me, you can't. But for me to say that I'm not Michas to you. Okay. Alright, let's see the last piece of Gemara. The word just describes this. Amar bar Barvashi, didi chazi li menaga chitura. I saw the shade and it kicks like an ox. Sounds like he believed it exists, no? And how the Rambam attached to Gemara? Huh? What? His dream? That's what he does in the Gemara.
Describing the
imagination. Saying, I want to imagine this.
It's just an imagination.
Rabbi Yosef Amar Beisa Misva Yosef, he says that a house is better lived in. Where it's Misva Yosef, but it's not somebody there all the time. So that's enough gemina between them. From this Maibinayu, they ask the cash on the Rosh. The Rosh is Shita. Yesterday I told you Shia Yukashah, there were three Shitas. The Rosh, Muki Yosef, and the Rashman. The Rosh Hashita was that Shi Yukashar is the Rafka de Milsa. It's really no Rafka Nina. Then the Henna Zalechasa is Pater anyway. And the Rosh said that Shi Yukashar is just about the reason you're Pater. The Kasha is, I think the Yosef is, if so, what's Shat Mai Benayu? Mai Benayu, Ika Benayu. If this is all the Rafka de Milsa, it doesn't change a halacha. So it's a Daichit. The Gemara would say Mai Benayu. Okay, the last case. So, who gavra debona apadna akilkalto diasmi? There was a person that built a building on a kilkalto diasmi. Rashi says it means a garbage dump of Yisaimin. Agve Rav Nachman apadna mine. Rav Nachman said he has to pay. He took away his apadna. Remixav Rav Nachman adar b'chazeh chaver shlami daite tzarf loyos leischar. Aye, it's a nehenna v'zoe chaser. He's nehenna. And you sign him, I guess, to use it as a garbage dump, they can keep on using it. So what's the problem? So the Gemara, who may kara karmanoi or kadmanoi, whatever gears you have a diary bay. The Hebrew will ask me davamuit. They paid a small rent for it. And now he's mastered them the small rent, because now that the house is here, they're not going to use it. So he's mastered them a small rent. Amalei zil paisei liasmi, and really Rav Nachman originally said go pay the assignment. Amalei ashkach, he didn't listen. Rav Nachman apadna minei, so he took that pad as a mashkin that the person should pay. How much does the person have to pay the assignment? So here we have machlekes rishayim. How much you have to pay the assignment? Now, like the Rama. Just to review, we had a machlaikis, the zenehenev is a chasamaat, right? If you chayiv the whole thing, or if you chayiv just the maat. That shita, that you chayiv maat, is the Ramah shita. The Ramah says that all you have to pay to the assignim is the amount of money that they lost, the maat, that they were chaser, that's all you have to pay. Because every zenehenev is a chaser, I'm sorry, every zenehenev is a chaser, you only have to pay the chasarim. You don't have to pay the whole anon. That's Shita Sarama. Like that, it's simple. He made them, the Bukhiyasa says, like the Ramah, he made them pay just the chasarim, whatever the Kadmanoi were paying, that Dover Muid, he made them reimburse. However, the other Rishayim, right Rishayim hold, you have to pay the whole thing, like Tosis and the Rosh say. How much is the whole thing here? How would you understand? How much do you have to pay the assignment? How much is the whole thing? B'chayra, you're going to make him pay rent. He's living in a house. make him pay rent for the house, but he built the house. Pay rent for the house, he's the one that built the house. It's not the assignment's house. So how much do you have to pay? So the Rosh says, which is l'chayre, the most mustaber, you pay the amount that you would pay someone who has an ashpa to rent it for the use of building a house and living there. Let's say I wanted to build a house and live there, I didn't own property. So I go over to someone, I say, look, you have property that's not bringing you in much money. I'll build a house and live there. Give me a lease on the property for the purposes of building a house. So it's more than what the Kamenoi were paying. They were getting very small use out of it. How much money could you ask already? This is a more major use, so it's more. So that's the rent bill that you would pay. And the Rosh Hashita is very, very smooth, and I can understand it. You pay the value. How do you shut up the value? This you have to figure out. How much people who have an ashpa would pay that somebody else should build a house they live in. The Rajba says differently. I don't know why the Rajba is not happy with the Rosh's Pshat. He doesn't tell us. Why is the Rajba in the Chayda? Rosh's Pshat is simple. The amount that this arrangement is worth to a normal person. The Rajba says that you pay the full rental for living in such a house. The full rental for living in such a house. It's your house. The Rajba says that we assume that when these Simon grow up, they're going to pay him for the house. The Simon have a property, it has a nice house on it. The assumption is that they're going to pay for it. When they grow up, they'll pay him for the house. And it's a chayv. From now till then, it's a chayv. And it's the Simon's house. Or it's projected to be the Simon's house. And therefore, he would pay for rental, for living in the house. He laid out the money, he'll get his money back. He pays the rental for the house. So, Shteyt and Rajba, hard to understand which person in his right mind would get into such a financial deal where I pay for the house, and you don't give me any money back till 5 years from now. And even 5 years from now, you say, I'm not mechuyev to buy it. So I'm going to put money in, put a house on your property, pay full rental for living there, with the hope that you'll buy it back from me after 5 years. Well, I don't know. I can't understand what forced the Rash, but not to say the Rash. My bias for Aliyah, your bias is Meshuddah to me.
And we still say that he's going to pay eventually for the bias.
Right. He's going to pay eventually for the bias. No, but it's true that when he builds just the bias, he pays rental for the bias. Of course, there's a hefsid, that is the place reviewed in the Tanakhama. And even though he laid out the money, he's getting back quite so. He's getting back only what he wanted. What? It's more than you're in the Secha Veira. It's one thing. He. When you're saying they'll be mechuyev to pay, it's in the Secha Veira, so they must pay the smaller amount. See, by Yair the Tesoda Chaveira, it's talking by a Soda, it's Oymid. No, it's a small amount of paper, so that's any of them. It's any of them, so that's good. So maybe it's like Yerud HaSodah Chaveh, right? So the other person has to pay me back. The Rajba's Lashon isn't that you have to pay back. The Rajba's Lashon, early in his Lashon, the Rajba says that maybe they will pay back, maybe they won't pay back. And then towards the end, he says they will pay back. It's not clear what changed. I'm not sure. Maybe it's like the case in the Bais Valiyah. Right, you have to say that the normal thing is to pay for it. That everything hinges on this assumption that you said I'm not going to pay for it. If there's an assumption, you have to say I'll pay for it. Okay, so this is the end of the sugya. We started the bottom piece of. I told you I wasn't going to go into Hilchos Me'ilah. Nevertheless, I'd like to do is take the few minutes here at the end. A number of years ago, when Daf Yomi was up to Masechta Me'ilah, I gave one of these. They have this once a week, Chavuros on the Masechtas. So I gave a shiur then on Masechta Me'ilah, Hakdamah shiur, which is really, you saw it is based on this Gemara. So even though we're not learning Masechta Me'ilah at the moment, but Hayais, we learned the Gemara, I'd like to share with you what the basic clair of Masechta Me'ilah. Whole Masechta Me'ilah goes to the Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. The Chaf Beis Amud Aleph is a very small piece of Gemara. If we'd be learning Me'ilah, we'd be almost finished. Except that if you're learning Me'ilah, we would probably be going slower than we're going now. But this one you say, this is very negayah from most of the Masechta. And the Shaila is the following Shaila. This is the Shaila is in the Shimon and the Shari Yaisha. If somebody uses a Chetetz from Me'ilah, as I said yesterday, it's say if you take a Chetetz from Me'ilah, say if you use a Chetetz from Me'ilah. A chetetz of hegdish. Either way, you pay for it. There are two ways to understand the chiyuv me'ilah. One way to understand is that the issur me'ilah is dina issur, dina yisurim. It's not dina mominis. It's not a chashim mishpatik adin. It's dina issur. The Torah said that you're not allowed to have hanal from hegdish. You have an animal that's a carbon. You're not allowed to go horseback ride. Whatever animal back riding on it, because it has kedusha. It's an iser dikadin. Just as the punishment for this iser is that you have to pay, but it's an iser dikadin. Just like if someone does malacha on Shabbos, they consider him that you can't have hanal from your malacha, you lose the mamon. It's not a tashlumin. It's not to undo what you did. It's a knas. The same thing. If I use chefetz shel hegdish, or I steal a chefetz from hegdish, I have to pay for it. I'll say a dina yisurim. It's part of dina yisur. Or maybe no. Maybe it's a chashim mishpatik adin. By human beings, we call it gzela when you steal, and by hegdish we call it me'ilah. But it's basically the same thing. It's stealing. When you steal something, you have to pay. If you steal the shaygeg, the Torah said you have to pay another chaymish. The chaymish is just a knas. But the etzem tashlumin is a chayshim mishpatik adin. It's a din and it goes to a din emominis of chayshim mishpat. There come a nafkaminis. In this, the pashta nafkamina is whether we take a mashkin. Let's say somebody is mild and he has to pay hegdish $1,000. He's not paying. There's best in the mashkinin on dina mamanis. We take a mashkin away. If he's not paying, you take away his house. In dina mamanis, you take away a house. By kapara, we don't aim a mashkin in our karbonis. Somebody has to bring karmachatos. So he doesn't bring it. The halacha is that by kapara, if he doesn't want a kapara, he's not going to have a kapara. You don't take away a mashkin from someone. He's Mechuyev, Bezdin, Paskins. You have to have a kapara. You have to bring a karbachatas. You don't bring it. It's your tough. You don't take mashkanais for kapara. In Me'ilah is an issur dikadin. And it's just the din that you have to pay for a kapara. Then, aim a mashkin. Then we don't take a mashkin for such a thing. This is the nidai of this is that clear in Hilchos Me'ilah, how Hilchos Me'ilah work, if it works of Dina Yisr, or it works out Dina Mominus. Rabbi Chanan and the Stifler bring around Rabbi Chaim, is a Rabbi Chaim, in the Grach Al Hashas, the first Grach in Hilchos Me'ilah, also clears the Shai. The Stifler and Rabbi Chanan say that I can prove from our Gemara that it's Dina Mamanis. Because what was the case in our Gemara? a gizbar took a beam of hekdesh and he put it up, and he was dar tachteh shava puta, and he went and he stayed under it. He went under it. It was raining out, and he went under the kaira. It's worth a puta. Ma, he's tired of me. Zakti Gemara, aha, Zoy Semeres, from here I can prove, Zenehene, Vizelei Choser, is Chayes. Because you see, that if he stays under the beam, he has to pay. That's a proof that Zenehene, Vizelei Choser, is Chayes. Zakti Mochanan, if you learn that Mi'ila is an Isser Dikadim, Dina Yisser, what's the proof? If I stay under the kaira of Hegdish, I'm the henna from Hegdish, Mal, I did an Aveira, I did an Isser, so I'm a chayiv to pay because I did an Isser. How could you prove from there that if I stay under your beam, a Hegdish beam, then the henna is Eloi Chaser, that I have to pay? Mechatesi. Maybe I have to pay my meal because it's Dina Yisurin. So that's why I need a kapara. I did an Aveira, I need a kapara. From there you could prove in Dine Maminis that Zenehene V'Zelei Choser is Chayiv. The Dinyan in the Gemara would make zero sense if Me'ila is Dine Yisr. It's a Raya Brura. I don't think it's possible the way I understand. It's not possible to say to knock off this Raya. It's to be, you're going to try.
Well, I think you learn here. I think
yeah. So maybe Zenehene V'Zelei Choser is potter. By Mi'ila, you know why you have to pay? Because there's an Aveira in what you did.
I'm
not saying it's a Raya, you're potter. I'm just saying it's not a proof that you're Chayiv. You can't prove Zenehene V'Zelei Choser is Chayiv from the case of someone who's Mehen and Mehenish. Hey, Yoist, there's an Aveira in the Torah, that's for sure. Well, we don't even know for sure that there's an Aveira, not to use somebody else's thing, it doesn't belong to you. There's an Aveira, I can't go under the Kaira of somebody else. Is that really for sure an Aveira? For sure. So I'm told the Gemara is going to be rising, and it was only Chaser. This raya, I don't think it's possible to knock off. The Gemara's dinyan is klar that the dinay meila is a mominus tikkadin. It's a chayshim mishma tikkadin. And since I'm chay meila, it's a raya that I'm zanen of zol chasos chay. That's the Gemara's raya. The Rabbi Chanan brings the shaila in a case where a person is a tenant in a house. You live in a house, and the landlord wakes up one morning and he decides to be magdish the house. He gives over the house to hegdish, and you have a lease. You have a lease that goes to the end of the year. Are you mechuyev to move out, or are you not mechuyev to move out? That's what Mechanan's clear. Are you mechuyev to move out? You're not mechuyev to move out. If someone's managed the house, why don't you tell them? The house belongs to Hegdish. If it's an Isser Dikadin that I can't be Mehenem Hegdish, so then I have to move out until I make some arrangements to solve the problem of Hegdish. If it's a Mominus Dikadin, it's not that way. If I'm a tenant in a house, if someone sells the house, my lease continues. So if it's a Mominus Dikadin, I can keep on living there, because I have rights to live there. If it's an Issa Dikadin, then I have to move out. Rabbi Chanan brings that this is a Machlokes Rishonim in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, and he wants to be titled this Shaila in the Machlokes Rishonim.
He couldn't say that the same thing. like my mouth, so my mouth is, he only has a certain mouth of his, but then that's just mouth of my, it's like a good seller of the mouth, he doesn't mouth of his.
We could clarify that so if Hegdish could work, but if you hold that it's a Dina Yisr, but you're saying
the Dina Yisr can't, I can't match it with your head because you can't match it on. So if I rent the field, if I rent part of your house.
So you're saying if you hold Sfiras Kanya, you should Gemara, the Gemara in that Sugya, this is all going as Sfiras Loi Kanya. Gemara said, the Gemara is sad to say that Sfiras Kanya, that a Seicher owns his house, it's a kinyanless man. And if he holds Sfiras Kanya, then Afinami, then Afinami. The Mesivis, in Tzimuch Chaf Vei, Chaf Ches, is a cotton base, says he is side in this Indian. The Gemara of Sachim, the Chaf Ches, says that if someone is Nehema, from Chomet Shel Hegdish on Pesach Loi Moal. If someone has enough from Chomet of Hegdish on Pesach, he's not chayiv in Meila because it has no value. Because it has no value. Which Rabbi Chanan brings is also a raya that it's not an Issadikadin. That's a Moministikadin. Because if it's an Issadikadin, then what's the difference of Eimei Damin? Who cares that there's no market for Chametz on Pesach? I didn't answer. The Chametz belongs to Hegdish. If I have a piece of Chazer that's valueless and the person needs to be Chayiv, if you have Yisuri Anah that's valueless and you have Anah from it, you're Chayiv. So Chametz shall Hegdish. And rather, the Hegdish has no Chiyuv to destroy its Chametz on Pesach. Chomet Shel Hegdish, the Gemara says, Nehenem Chomet Shel Hegdish Bata, Ein Lai Damin. So Vaita, it's a Raya, that Mi'ilo is a Chashu Mishpatikadir, that I can't steal from Hegdish. So if I take from Hegdish something that has no value, there's no Dine Hegdish. So he asks, that's a Spira to a Gemara in Misakas Mi'ilo, that says, Nehenem Mi'noisar Mom, if there's nicer meat, and you're nehenna from the nicer, mom, nicer meat is also a lodamin. The meat of nice has to be destroyed. So he has to see what's the difference between nehenna me nicer, where the Gemara says mom, and nehenna may come as the Pesach, where the Gemara says lay mom. So the Nesivis says a teretz that there are two types of hegdish. We know there's a hegdish that has kedushas haguf. What's that? Kedushas haguf is a carbon. The only kedushas haguf is a carbon, or the eitzim that get burnt, or the klishares. They have kedushas haguf. The thing itself is hegdish. Then this kedusha is done. If you magdish something to hegdish that hegdish doesn't use in the base of English, hegdish sells it, and the money goes to the bedek habayis. So someone's magdish a table. So then that is kedusha is done. The only thing that has kedusha is aguf, a karbonis, eitzim, klishares. That's it. Those things have kedusha is aguf. Zot the Nesivis, things that have Kedushas HaGuf, it's an Isser Dikadid to be Nehena from. Some that have Kedushas HaGuf, like a carbon, there it's Dina Yisser. For you to go and ride on the back of a carbon, that's Isurim. That's not a Chashamishka Dikadid. That's an Isser Dikadid. Mi'ila on things that have Kedushas Damin, that's different. Things that have only Kedushas Damim, it's only a monetary value. If you have enough of something that has Kedushas Damim, that's a Chayshim Mishpatikadin, that's Gezeila. Agamara is talking about Kedushas Damim, a Kaira. A Kaira is useful from the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, you can't use a bean. So therefore, it's going to end up being sold. And the money used for Hekdash. It's Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim, there it's true. Things that have Kedushas Damim, it's only Chashem Mishpatikadim. Vashayin Kain, things that have Kedushas Aguf. Memelas answered the stira between Pesachim and Me'ilah. In Masechtas Pesachim, it said, if you nehena mechamed shel hekdish, your potik is ein leidamin. That's talking about chametz of hekdish, that's kedushas damin. Someone's magdish, I don't know what, if it's magdish flour, they could use it. But if it's magdish bread, hekdish has no use for bread. So if you magdish chametz, it's kedushas damin. And sometimes kedushas damin, so there it's true that it's only a chashimish b'tekedin. Ein lo damim yapatim. Masechtas Me'ilah is talking about Naisa. It's talking about meat of Hagdish, which has kedushas haguf. So that's kedushas haguf, that has a different din. That is a issa d'kedin. It even has no value. You still chayiv Me'ilah. There's nothing to pay, but you chayiv a carbon asham. You have to bring an asham to your, for what you do.